This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find it oddly comforting to hear stories like this in today's gospel, in which the disciples really, really don't get what Jesus is trying to teach them. There's something so relatable for me about their lack of understanding and their fear to ask for more details. I find these stories comforting because if God can work through those disciples, if the story of God's grace and forgiveness through Christ can echo through the world still today, all these years later, and those confused and afraid men were the ones to keep it going, God can certainly use you and I, right? Like the disciples, we too misunderstand God's love. We too can't quite always grasp what Jesus is really teaching. We too are sometimes too afraid of the consequences of what God's grace really means to even ask for more clarifying details. This can even be true regarding this very story of Jesus putting a little child in the midst of the disciples as he's teaching and reminding them that whoever welcomes a child such as this welcomes God. Many of us hear this example of Jesus putting a child in the midst of the disciples and sentimentalizes the idea of welcoming a young child, because they're innocent and they're cute, and it's easy for us to feel endeared to them. Who doesn't like admiring a small child? Yet, as anyone who has ever cared for a child knows, children are a lot of work. They require a lot of attention and care. They often have their own agenda and big feelings about whether or not they get to carry it out. Debbie Thomas, a minister who publishes a weekly lectionary reflection at a website called Journey with Jesus, invites her readers this week to consider what it really looks like to welcome God into our lives if welcoming God is like welcoming a young child. She reminds us that children show us that our imaginations are the pathway to God. They could stack 20 Lego bricks together and see an entire civilization, she writes. Welcoming God often disrupts our stagnant ideas and doctrines, requiring us to use our imaginations to open ourselves to creative ideas, even if we think they might not work. There isn't one right way when it comes to following Christ's call to love. There are endless possibilities as to how one might do so. She suggests that children teach us to risk hard questions. Unlike the disciples, and likely many of us, children are not afraid to ask questions if they don't understand something. There's no embarrassment about not knowing, just another opportunity to learn. Jesus is reminding the disciples when he places a young child in their midst that following God isn't about knowing everything. Following God is an invitation to ask difficult questions in order to deepen our relationship with God. Third, she suggests that children teach us to trust God's abundance. Young children generally expect that there's enough to go around, enough time, enough hugs, enough attention, enough love, she writes, until they learn otherwise. The disciples, in their arguing, clearly struggle to understand this aspect of what Jesus is teaching. For if there is an abundance of God's love, there is no need for there to be a greatest and a least, and there most certainly isn't a need to argue about it. Finally, she reminds us that children teach us about divine power. Jesus doesn't teach them to welcome the child because children hold power or prestige in communities. Jesus doesn't teach them to welcome the child because children are the future leaders of the church or for the sake of our institutional survival. Jesus teaches the disciples to welcome the child because children, especially very young children, are incredibly vulnerable. They cannot generally care for themselves on their own. They are often at the whims of the adults in their lives. It is in welcoming this kind of vulnerability, in embracing the reality of this vulnerability in all of us, that we open ourselves to welcoming God, who showed us what it looks like to love through becoming a vulnerable baby in Jesus and in ultimately walking the vulnerable path to the cross. So as you know, after a long period of wrestling and discernment, I will be stepping away from my pastoral duties in order to spend more time with my growing family. A part of this decision for me is that I have been surprised to find parenting to be a profoundly faithful, albeit challenging, experience. My personal spiritual life has been opened and stretched in many of the ways that Thomas suggests, as well as ways I could not have imagined, by fully welcoming a very young, vulnerable child into my life and into my care. And the way I listen to God's call has shifted and expanded, causing me to realize that for my faith journey in this time, this is the next right thing. What I have found to be most powerful about being connected to that level of pure vulnerability is the way that it has expanded my heart's compassion for all people. Perhaps what I might add to Debbie Thomas's list is that young children often invite us to look beyond our immediate circles and relationships. They invite us to understand even more deeply how connected we are to one another, how responsible we are for the well-being of one another. Loving or caring for a child reminds us that the children of immigrants on the border are also just as vulnerable, that their parents are also just as deeply and desperately in love with them, in the same way I am with Solomon or you might be with any of the children in your life. That they would do anything they possibly could to give them the kind of life that they deserve. It invites us to not just look at images of the children and parents fleeing Afghanistan or seeking shelter when hurricanes come, or into the faces of those who are living in the care of families moving forward without a regular place to call home, but to do so knowing that we see the very face of God. The good news for us today isn't just that we don't always have to get it right, but it's that we likely won't. And that's okay, because that's not the point to get it right anyway. Jesus teaches with the example of a child in the midst of the disciples because following Jesus is about being humbled by the power of God's love and grace so that we might also know our own vulnerabilities. In letting go of our desire to be the greatest or to have all the right answers or the best theology, we open ourselves to the true power of God's love. A love that will go to any length, even the cross, to teach you that you too have been called and claimed by it. Thanks be to God. Amen.